La 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 la.
Hello. Our groups on duty today are Be'er Sheva and Rehovot. We will go to Be'er Sheva. Please.
To everyone who connected to the lesson, thank you to the Creator who gathered us, giving us another chance to unite all of our efforts into a single force, a single intention, to be able to bestow contentment upon Him. Let us prepare ourselves so as to be able to receive from Him everything He wants to give us in this lesson. And it all depends only on us. Let's warm our hearts. Let's massage the hearts powerfully and scrub them with iron-toothed combs. Each one with his state. It doesn't matter. With power, with the request, we rise above it. We now have a few minutes of preparation, and those minutes will determine the effect of our 3 hours lesson. So let's hear from Shachar, from Rehovot.
Good morning, dear brothers. I am from the Rehovot group, and I want to speak a little bit about what is a 10 and how does the 10 educate us? We always ask Rav questions about the group, the 10, and Rav says, I don't know, go check. Rav knows, but he wants you to go and you to check it and you to attain the answers. So how does the group educate you without you paying attention? If you simply accept what the group is telling you, the topic of our lesson today is the preparation for the morning lesson and how important this preparation is for the morning lesson. As much as you prepare yourself, so will the result of this lesson look like. This morning lesson will be powerful because I'm so excited. I see that it's we're going to have an explosion. The light that is here will pass like particles to all of humanity. So, L'chaim, friends, and I'm passing it on to the reader.
Read from Abbas's article. What are Torah and work in the way of the Creator? A person should examine the reason for which he is learning Torah. For any act needs to have some purpose that causes him to perform the act. It is as our sages said, quote, a prayer without an aim is as a body without a soul, end quote. For this reason, before he comes to learn Torah, he must prepare the intention.
A question for an active workshop. How do I make sure that the friends will be in the right intention? Again, how do I make sure, how can I be concerned that the friends will be in the right intention?
First, all the friends should come on time, and now, in the lesson, we really make sure to demand the reforming light and be connected as one man in one heart.
I'm really excited. This article is a very special one for me. In the first year of my studies, every day as I would be going to the lesson, at that time we would be studying physically, of course, I'd be putting on a disc where the friends would be reading this article excerpt after excerpt. What is the Torah and work in the way of the Creator? Just like we heard it now. And it would simply dissolve, it simply dissolves my heart like this, as the friends were doing. We used to hear these passages. We should give it as gifts to our friends and pass on to them the importance. That's the best thing you can do for them.
There's only one thing at work in this whole reality. It's called prayer. The Creator hears the prayer of every mouth. We need to turn to Him and to make sure the friends have the proper intention, and then they will always be in prayer, asking, performing that prayer.
We have another means, which is playing, acting. We're playing as though we already have the right intention, bestowal. And by this, we awaken our forces, awaken the forces that would correct our intention.
Yes, acting, prayer. From the moment a person opens his eyes in the morning, he needs to feel responsibility as he enters the ten, as he enters the study. He has to constantly hold on to the friends, ask the Creator, and be in prayer and constantly in connection.
The preparation greatly influences our intention, how much we were able to connect, how much the action the day before we were working together on a strong level, that greatly influences you. It makes you think about the friends and pray for them.
Yes, and facts. Well, we can pray for each other, and that's the power of the ten. Without that, it's not the right form of the work. Any other form is controlled by the ego or controlled by the ego.
Yes, we need to add in the thought, the end result is in the preliminary thought, so we would like to reach this quality. We want to reach equivalence of form with the quality of bestowal, to be as one man in one heart, all of us, to truly think and pray for each other.
To hear the friends, to listen to what they say, and to listen from the heart towards the place they're aiming towards.
To increase the importance that if the friends will be in the right intention, it will promote me as well, because we are both in the same boat. We're tied together. We have no possibility to disconnect from each other. So the same importance that the friends have to be in the right intention, I will make sure that it actually happens.
Through examples, we live in our world, and even with that intention, with physical action, we can show examples of bestowal.
The living example, like Shachar spoke about it. Reading the reading the prayer of the tents, collective prayer. Thank you for helping us get up and giving us the privilege to prepare the world Kli for the morning lesson, so that in this preparation we will be able to connect and bring inspiration to the entire world Kli, world group. We thank you for allowing you to be on your path and for the friends you have given us in order to work with them and gather together with an intention towards you. And lighten our eyes to the point we need to strengthen during the morning lesson. Help us become as one man in one heart, so that we will hear all that you want to convey to us. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to feel you, to get to know you, and to be your servants. Give us joy in our work, so that this joy will spread through us to the whole world. Thank you for giving us such a great society in which you are teaching us to love the friends, so that we will be in a true connection. For the greatness and for the opportunity to bestow to you, the creator of the universe, to enjoy that we are building a vessel for your revelation and greatness by which we can give you contentment. Thanks to our teacher, we are gathered here to draw the reforming light through the connection between us. Please unite us in the right prayer to bring you contentment.
Thank you.